From the Health and Wealth Desk at KBIA, I'm Jacob Fenston. This week, for the past decade, Missouri has claimed the dubious distinction of the most meth busts of any state in the country. Reporter Kyle Diaz brings us the first in a two-part series on Missouri's unique addiction to meth.
Overall in the United States, about 80% of the meth on the market is produced in Mexico and then smuggled across the border. But in Missouri, that statistic is flipped on its head. The vast majority of the meth on the market in Missouri is also produced in Missouri. Sometime in the spring of 2011, a few clerks at local Hy-Vee pharmacy started noticing the same couple coming in to buy cold medicine. Coming in to buy a lot of cold medicine on a very regular basis. Two of the clerks independently alerted the Boone County Sheriff's Department, who identified the couple as Christine Pointer and Blake Robbins. Pointer and Robbins were kind of an itinerant couple. They had arrest warrants for various drug-related offenses all over Missouri. The deputies were able to track the couple to a house on Kelsey Drive in a quiet suburban neighborhood in northeastern Columbia.
A very nice residence in a very nice neighborhood.
Deputy Scott Skinner, he was the lead investigator on the case.
If you did not know necessarily what you were in there looking for, you may not see it and you may not realize that something is different inside the house.
It was not a very rigorous operation. The materials were spread out over dressers and on shelves. The deputies even found a drinking cup filled with acid on a low coffee table, well within the range of the couple's four-year-old son who was living in the house at the time.
Just a regular drinking cup with acid inside the cup, and not, we all can appreciate how dangerous that is just to have that sitting out there.
Pointer would later tell the investigators that Robbins would sometimes stay awake continuously for weeks at a time, cooking meth late into the night in the upstairs bedroom while Pointer and her son slept on the mattress on the floor of the living room downstairs. This is what methamphetamine production looks like in Missouri, and almost nowhere else. Missouri has led the nation in meth lab busts every year since 2001. Last year, there were 1,744 busts in Missouri, or about 5 a day. California, which has 6 times the population, had just 89.
A place like California, for example, they have what's called super labs. They're producing a different kind of meth. But in Missouri, you know, it's a lot of folks who are unfortunately very addicted. A lot of the meth production in Missouri is based to feed a habit.
Children are much more likely to be involved in meth production when it's produced by small-scale cookers. I asked Scott Skinner how many of the meth incidents he deals with involve children.
Unfortunately, I would definitely say at least more than 50% of the time, and it's probably a lot higher than that.
In the second part of this two-part series, reporter Kyle Diaz will take a closer look at some of the public health effects of Missouri's do-it-yourself meth culture.
The impact on children, families, community when it comes to meth production is different.
That's next week from the Health and Wealth Desk at KBIA. I'm Jacob Fenston.